Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. So it appears that the petition to get medical marijuana legalized has been successfully submitted to the Mississippi Secretary of State. So it is looking more and more likely that medical marijuana is going to be on the 2020 general election ballot for the state of Mississippi. That's a huge, huge victory. They got 20,000 more signatures than they needed for Cushion, but it's looking pretty darn good right now, and the people of Mississippi deserve to celebrate, and they deserve to try to, and I hope they really try to get out the vote so this gets over the finish line. So let's read this article from High Times. Petition to legalize medical cannabis submitted to Mississippi Secretary of State. Mississippians for Compassionate Care submitted more than 100,000 signatures to qualify for Initiative 65, aka Medical Marijuana 2020, to appear on the ballot next year. By Thomas Edward. Mississippi voters may have the opportunity to decide next year whether or not patients in the state can seek medical cannabis. The advocacy group Mississippians for Compassionate Care on Wednesday submitted a petition to the Secretary of State's office to place an initiative on the 2020 ballot to legalize medical marijuana. The group submitted 105,686 signatures, well above the minimum 86,185 signatures required by state law. The law requires at least 17,237 certified signatures from each of the five congressional districts as they existed in the year 2000. According to the Clarion Ledger, the group actually collected more than 214,000 signatures. Wow. But 105,686 were certified by local clerks. The deadline to submit the signatures was Friday, so they got twice the amount, over twice the amount that they needed. But it's appearing that the clerks and the officials said that these 105 that they'll do, even though you have excess of that, your 105 solid, and we're gonna go on through and put this on the ballot. Still, that doesn't necessarily mean the initiative will qualify for next year's ballot. The signatures will now undergo a review by the Secretary of State's office in order to determine its eligibility. So what I'm gonna do in the show notes to everyone, for our Mississippi listeners and for other people who might have friends around the area that are going to be affected by this, I'm going to put the Secretary of State's info in the show notes so you can contact the Secretary of State. And I mean, how I'd go about it, I would just try to get people to tell their stories of their illnesses and how their illnesses could help them. How medical cannabis being legal in Mississippi would help them improve their quality of lives and get the relief that they need. You know, if you make it personal, like when I testified to, like, when I go to my state government and I write to them, I always tell them my personal story of how cannabis has helped me and how I've gone over 4 years using pharmaceuticals that didn't work. And you know, it absolutely positively felt like torture, you know, and it was getting in the way of living my daily life and doing my daily activities to the capacity I wanted it. And even if your lawmakers and even if your officials think that cannabis is like a loser drug or it's just, or, you know, only burnouts do it, if you put a personal touch and make it known that you work, you have kids, you have hobbies, you have ambitions that you're pushing, and that cannabis is going to keep you a productive member of society, and it's only going to help you, and it's only going to help others because they're doing it and they're not hurting anyone or anyone's property when they do it. So, I mean, I would, that's what I would do. I would keep it personal. That's what I do when I testify. I keep it personal, and I try to appeal to my official's empathy. That's how I would do it. I'm going to put the Secretary of State's office number in the show notes. The medical marijuana petition number 65 was filed Wednesday. At this time, we do not know whether the signature requirement has been fulfilled. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State said in a statement, "We're in the process of reviewing and determining the number of signatures so as to file with the legislature on the first day of the 2020 session in accordance with state law. Should the initiative make it to the ballot, Mississippi could join more than 30 other states that have legalized medical marijuana. If the initiative is approved by voters and physicians in the state could start prescribing cannabis to patients suffering from a host of debilitating medical conditions, cancer, epilepsy, and other seizures, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, HIV/AIDS, chronic pain, ALS, glaucoma, Crohn's disease, sickle cell anemia." That's big. That's huge. That's huge. I just want to pause and highlight that for a bit. Sickle cell anemia is a disease that predominantly affects African American people, and it's a very, very painful autoimmune disease, and I'm glad that that's on the list. I think Mississippi and most of the South has like the highest concentration of African Americans, and it's just really important that diseases that affect African Americans and people of color are listed in this initiative, that carve out is there. I'm very happy that was there, because I remember reading something about people of color having sort of concerns about this initiative because that disease and other diseases weren't included a couple months back. I remember reading that, but I'm glad that the steering committee has been made aware of this, and they have added this to the list and to the measure. I love that. And I'm also glad that autism was added too, because I really do feel that CBD, and depending on the preparation for the patient and depending on what the doctor deems fit, I really do think that it is better than the other drugs that young kids are being prescribed. So very, very, very important. So autism with aggressive or self-injurious behavior and spinal cord injuries, among others. Those patients would then obtain an identification card from the Mississippi Department of Health. Activists in Mississippi spearheaded the petition drive in the fall of 2018. By February this year, they had more than 45,000 signatures. One of the leading advocates for the effort has been Shay Dawson, the Republican mayor of Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Again, we need everyone on our side, no matter the party affiliation. I welcome everyone to the table if they're going to be pro-cannabis, pro-doctor-patient relationship, and pro-liberty. I welcome everyone to the table that's going to help us out. Good on this mayor for being on the steering committee and using his or her influence to help things out. To me, it's just an opportunity to give people more options to make the best decision for their lives, Dobson said earlier this year, as quoted by local news network WLBT. I believe in getting government out of healthcare and letting people make their own decisions on how they medicate themselves. Bravo, yes. End of article. So I'm going to put the Secretary of State's info in the show notes. I am also going to put the organization's info in the show notes. So if you have any extra money lying around, or if you're feeling extra generous, donate to this effort. It's very important that we help our sisters and brothers in Mississippi. And as always, I hope you guys got a lot out of this, and I hope this helped you guys. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our projects, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord. You know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes, you get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.